It always seems impossible until it's done. Nelson Mandela. And welcome to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. Podnuts Pro is the podcast for business IT support. Anything that we can do to help you run your business better, smarter, and faster. And that is going to be our intent here tonight. I am recording live from the home of Florida Man. And if you have been paying attention this week, you will know that the home of Florida Man is going to be one of the most important places to be because the Miami Heat have come up with the best COVID detection in the world. It is going to be sweeping the land. They are going to be using dogs to sniff out COVID. I will have a link in the show notes and you'll be able to read that story and you'll find out why everybody, including Mike Smith, is becoming Florida Man. That is going to be it. So tonight I have a guest on the show from the world of Datto. Jason Price will be joining me in just a bit. And we're going to talk about some upcoming changes in the partner program. We'll talk, you know, the world of Datto and talk about some of the products and everything that we're using. You guys know that I am a Datto man. I have several BDR products. I even have some access points in their networking program, a carryover from Open Mesh that Datto purchased a few years ago. And we'll be talking about all the other things that they are offering that will be made available to us. Just a little bit of housekeeping. I need to share a screen here because a while back I recorded a show that I had basically forgotten about. But I wanted to let you guys know that today, a show was released, Confessions of an IT Business Owner. That podcast was released today, and I will have the link in the show note as well for you to go find that. So that podcast is actually run by Connect Booster, and it's probably not going to be a little fluff piece that like you guys think it is that I'm promoting here. It's actually a pretty good podcast and it stacks up against a lot of people. The host is Ryan Goodman with Connect Booster. And we talk about basically a lot about how I got started and how my business is working here in the channel. Maybe some things you'll learn that you haven't learned here, but that is something that I wanted to draw your attention to. So that podcast was released today. And again, the link will be in the show notes. All right, let's get to it and bring on my guest. I am bringing in Jason Price from Datto. Jason, how are you?
I'm good. How's it going, Marvin?
Good, good. Jason is the channel development manager there. And, you know, there's a lot of titles in the channel that, okay, is it channel development, channel enrichment? What's exactly going on with your title there?
It is channel development manager. Actually, it's technical channel development manager. And okay. I'm the only person in the whole company with that title.
Really?
I came into the company working in support. And I worked my way up from support to sales and then now to my current position. So I'm the person on the team who has like the most technical knowledge. And so therefore, you know, I got some job security out of the deal. So.
Okay. All right. So when I was getting information from my research department, mm-hmm. they let me know you once worked at Geek Squad. Is that true?
Yes. Yes. I worked at Best Buy for about 11 years. And about maybe five or so of those years were in Geek Squad as the manager for that department. I came from that tech background.
That must have been an interesting jump because don't a lot of us make fun of Geek Squad?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we made fun of Geek Squad while I was there. So,
All right.
we used to, joke because, a lot of people who ended up working at Geek Squad may not have had like the most technical knowledge going in, but they just have, that curiosity. And, we'd be out front with the customer and we'd be listening to their problems and we'd run to the back and we'd start
Right.
Googling stuff, right? And, at first I thought that was just an us thing. And as I moved up in my technical career, Google has still been my best friend. So I guess you weren't doing anything
Oh,
too
yeah.
wrong at
A lot
that
of good people still Google and try to hide it, but okay. All right. So you've been with Datto now since 2000.
2014.
Okay. So it's been a
Yes.
while, been a minute. And
Oh, yeah.
so you've been through a lot of the changes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. When I first started at Datto, there were maybe under 300 people. Fast forward to today, I think we're approaching a little bit over 1,700 people.
All right.
So
Well, you're a public
it's
company now, so
oh, yeah.
got to look the
Oh,
part.
yeah. Exactly.
All
Exactly. So
right.
it's been a fun ride. It's been an exciting ride, and not a lot of people get to experience starting a company at its infancy and then watching it grow and then watching it go public, right? And that was
Right.
just a tremendous opportunity that I had to be able to experience that.
All right. Well, we will get into that. I just need to do one more bit of housekeeping. So I'm going to change the screen here. And for people that are listening to this at a later date, just know that Podnuts Pro, we stream live every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can find that at podnutspro.com/live. And if you have trouble with that, just go to podnutspro.com and you'll find all the information that you need on the program. You can go back and listen to past shows and you can support the show by clicking on some of the products that we have with Amazon. I am an Amazon affiliate, so that's how we try to get support for the show. You go to Amazon, make your purchase just like you normally do. But if you click on our link for any of the products or my store link, a little bit of commission comes back to the show and helps us do things like this. So for those of you that are watching, I've got the scroller across showing you the website and the live stream site as well. And then for anybody that's watching, and I'll try to make sure that I let people know this, we are going to be having the post show right after we close. Normally we do a post show just between the guest and I. But the last few times we've actually done a couple of live post shows. So I want to remind you, if you are watching and you have some specific questions you want to ask, we are going to stay on live in the air and be able to answer those as we move along here. All right. We'll stop that and let's get into the world of Datto.
Let's do it.
So most people know Datto and partly because, as I've said, I am a Datto person. And, I consider myself in between, the small residential tech and small business computer repair and the full-fledged MSP. So it's a little tough sometimes to sell some of my clients on Datto because Datto basically is what the Cadillac of BDR. So sometimes it gets a little pricey. So we'll talk a little bit about that because that, for some reason, that always seems to be the sticking point. And we'll talk about that. But I just wanted to get that disclosure out there that I use Datto. And I told Jason this before the show. We've had other backup companies on the program. I've looked at some of them. I've evaluated some of them. Haven't pulled the trigger yet. So right now, Datto still has me. Yeah, don't touch that dial.
That
So a lot of people know Datto. I mean, the name is all over the place.
scares me.
But I think what happens is people don't know Datto. So that's what I kind of wanted to chat with you about in terms of what is beneath the surface. Everybody knows that you guys throw the best conferences, the best parties. You guys have the Cadillac of hardware. But in terms of what it really means for us, the MSP, the computer repair store, tell us what is Datto?
I think in terms of dad on who we are, is we are a true partner. What I would say is that every decision that has been made in the past and that we continue to make is always centered around the MSP. And we take a look at even, you know, to go as far as, you know, us going public and, you know, choosing the ticker symbol of MSP. That wasn't by mistake. That wasn't done just to appease. That was our true, you know, core philosophy. At Datto, we support you in any way that we can. We have an open door policy where, you know, we listen to concerns, right? We listen to, you know, feedback. We listen to ideas that, you know, you want to contribute in terms of roadmap initiatives and things of that nature. And I don't think you get that out of a lot of, you know, so-called partners. We have a commitment to the channel. We are channel only. We've always been channel only in the past. And, you know, though things have changed, we continue to be channel only in the future as well. And I think that's really, really important to really get out there, is that our success as a company is dependent on the success that you have as a, you know, small MSP or a break fix shop or whatever stage you are in that process of being able to assist your customers. And right. I think that is who we truly are, right? We're not necessarily a technology company. We're a partner first.
All right. Now, I know a lot of people panicked a little bit when Datto went public and, you know, started to think, well, here we go. Another company is going to get ruined by going public. But as far as I can tell, at least from my perspective, things haven't changed that much. So, you know, everybody was thinking that, you know, you're not going to stay channel only. And I know you probably can't say certain things or talk about certain things being a public company now, but what can you tell us about the environment there and how things feel from the inside?
So, you know, I think that this was any other year, I'd probably have a different like feeling or can give a different level of assessment. But this year, with us all working from home and such, right? You don't get that same level of energy that you probably would have all had. We would have all had if we were in the building. But, you know, from where I am, from my visibility, things feel pretty much the same. If anything, I think we're trying to address different pain points that, you know, our partners have said that they have had over the past couple of years. More expeditiously, right? And we're looking at different ways to be able to solve any sort of, you know, issues that we know that, you know, have been on the horizon, right? So we have way more resources available. We learned, or not learned, but we've implemented different methodologies in terms of coming to solutions to be able to deliver to you guys as partners. So I think it's been great. I think it's been wonderful. I think that you know, it really helped us to become a better, well-oiled machine to be able to have more deliverables for you guys.
All right. Now we'll get into a point you made, but I wanted to quickly talk about, you know, I mentioned that a lot of people know the backup products, but you guys, you know, we talked about the networking products, you purchased Open Mesh, but you're doing a lot more with the networking side. So let's do a quick rundown of all the things you guys offer as quick as we can.
Absolutely. So we initially started off with just BCDR, being able to do a full image-based backups, really got our name out there from the ability to do instant virtualizations and then be able to do screenshots, and really took a lot of the legwork out of managing your client's data. We then also acquired a company at that point, was Backupify, and it's now Datto Cyber Protection. And with that, we're able to do backups of your O365 or your Google Workspace environments directly to our own private cloud, right? We also have our file backup and sync product, which is our Datto Workplace. We have networking, and within networking, we have APs, switches, edge routers with 4G failover. We have managed power, so the ability to manage power on a site, no matter where you are, as long as there's internet connection. We also have our business management software. And so with that would be our Autotest PSA and our Datto RMM. So a full-fledged of different products, you know, all being delivered with the same data feel, to make sure that, you know, we're able to accommodate any aspect of what your technical stack should encompass or would encompass.
Okay. So I do want to clarify a couple of things, and I'll ask you. So the data RMM and the AutoTask are separate?
They are separate. Okay. They are separate products, but they work. They're fully integrated products.
Okay.
So you can purchase them separately. So, you know, if you have another PSA and you want to use our RMM, or vice versa, if you have another RMM, you want to use our PSA, you can do that. We find that it will work better working together. We put a lot of development and research into making those two products cohesive, and to really get a one data experience where all of our products just work together seamlessly.
All right. So one of the reasons that I kind of haven't spread my wings, per se, in the networking side is that little thing of price, where I have customers that are mainly law firms and they are big on CapEx versus OpEx. Mm-hmm. They don't want to have monthly fees for anything. In fact, they don't want to pay me monthly. They just would rather, they're like, how can we just, you know, pay you in a lump sum and not have to deal with these monthly deals? So I'm used to them just purchasing, you know, my firewalls and switches and equipment one time. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, let us know in 3 to 5 years when we need a new one. So having them switch over to a monthly fee for the switches and the access point has been tough. I'm assuming that that's kind of, you know, the pushback that you get from other people. How are you guys handling that? I know that initially it was kind of like, look, you want the cream of the crop. This is it. This is the price. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there's been some talk about that. How's that been?
No, absolutely. It's something that a lot of our partners had to really figure out how they would be able to offer this. And I will say that, yes, it does change the scope of how you interact with your clients if you have to say, hey, we're going from CapEx to OpEx, but there are some benefits. The benefits being, one is that with our networking gear, aside from the edge router, the DNA, you have a lifetime warranty on it, right? So if there's any issues or problems or anything of that nature, it will be replaced. If that model is no longer available because it's 2 or 3 years down the road, we're going to be replacing it with the newer upgraded model of that particular device. So that's one thing, right? It is a rapid replacement program as well. So when we identify that there's an issue, it's not, hey, send that device in, we're going to check it out, and we're going to try to fix it, we're going to send it back. Nope. Within 24 to 48 hours, typically you're getting a new device in terms of replacement. And then three is, really and truly, you have world-class technical support. It's 24/7, 365. So whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever the case may be, you actually can call and speak to somebody. It's not like a chat system, or it's not, hey, send an email in and, you know, on Monday when we get back in the office, we'll respond. We're there for you throughout the whole process. Additionally, when you start taking a look at the total cost, you know, let's say over a 2 or 3 year run, when doing the monthly, when you take into consideration the reduction in cost of the actual devices, it usually isn't too far off from a cost standpoint. Yes, the mentality is still, you know, I just want to write a check, give it to you, Marvin, and be done with it. I don't want to hear about it. I just want my system to work. And I think that still is a challenge, but more of a benefit to you in terms of the making sure that product is working and is up and active. I think that that's where the benefit for you as the partner would reside.
All right. So I have tried to use the argument that, when I'm talking to, usually it's the partner or somebody pretty high up in the company, and I say to them, do you lease or buy your vehicle? And a lot of them, you know, they're driving luxury vehicles that they're leasing, not buying.
Oh, yeah.
And so I say, it's really no different, you know, but for some reason, I think it's this mentality of computers. They should be cheap, and we should be able to just buy them and replace them.
So, exactly. Exactly. And that's really true. When you think about the other infrastructure, like laptops, things of that nature, that has been more so the mindset, the mentality, you know, over the couple last few years. And, you know, it seems that that's also carrying on, you know, to the networking side as well of just replace it, you know, at that point.
All right. So I know that a lot of the listeners are Datto partners along with me, but a lot of them are not. I do want to talk about the partner program because you mentioned, you know, you are channel only. So not just anybody can purchase a Datto product and our customers can't go to the Datto site and see prices and stuff like that. And I know there have been some changes to the partner program. So let's quickly talk about that.
Yeah. So the changes so we took a look at the partner program and, you know, every couple of years we reassess and say, okay, what can change and, you know, what has working out really well. The first thing we wanted to do was just take away some of the cloudiness in terms of like how the different tiers are set up. Before it was, you know, your business or professional or enterprise. And that didn't really translate to really understanding exactly where you were, right? Most companies have a different method of being able to have that conversation. And so we simplified it, right? So instead of basing it off your monthly recurring revenue, we converted it and switched it to, we're going to base it off your annual recurring revenue. And then instead of, you know, the enterprise, professional, yada, yada, we said, you know what? Silver, gold, platinum, blue diamond, and we're done, right? It just made it so much easier overall. We've also took a look at like the different like the NFR program that we had and did some tweaks to that just to make it easier and to be more clear in terms of what you're eligible for. We've added referral programs as well. So as one of our partners, right, hopefully you find our, you know, product great and our service great and, you know, you have other MSP friends, right? And so you can actually be compensated if you say, hey, why don't you take a look at Datto? I'm not saying it just because, you know, I'm a Datto fanboy. I actually like Datto. It works, and I think there's value to you and your company. Just by doing that, you can earn $1,000 as a partner. So a couple things like that, and there's more tweaks on the horizon as well. One of the programs that we have that is free of charge, and this is no matter what tier you are, whether you're silver or you're blue diamond, is our ability for you to utilize a marketing automation platform, which is Market Now. Market Now pretty much allows you to utilize resources that we have at our disposal for you to market, reach out, through via email, social media, different integrations into different PSA platforms in order to target, you know, select groups of prospects or customers. It really just helps you in those marketing efforts. And that's something that is 100% free of charge, which is really, really cool.
I was going to say, and I don't know how much has changed, but when I joined, there's not a like threshold you have to meet to be a partner. There were no minimums, at least back then. Are there still no minimums?
The minimum is $1 plus, right? Okay. So if you spend at least $1, you are considered a silver partner.
All right.
And so, yeah, so we don't say, hey, you have to get to this level in order for you to reap benefits of our rewards program, right? We want everybody to be able to take advantage of it, right? Because we made it and created it in a way that's going to help you grow. And I think one of the common themes that I can keep going back to is that at Datto, we do not grow. We do not move forward, right? We don't get hit those marks that we're trying to achieve without the full support and the growth of you as our partner.
All right. And like you mentioned, the marketing now is to any level. And actually, the bulk of the program is available even at the silver level, right? I mean, as you move up, obviously, you may get some bigger discounts, some additional NFR stuff. You get tickets to DattoCon if there ever is one again.
Stay tuned.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, the majority of all the cool stuff, or everything is cool, but the majority of the stuff is open to anybody who's a partner, right? As you get to like the higher levels, like if you go from silver to gold, You get, you know, like MDF, right? And MDF is probably one of the coolest things ever. When I first joined this team about 3 years ago and learned about MDF, I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Like, MDF is marketing development funds. And you're telling me that we're going to give people money, right, to be able to have events, whether it be like a lunch and learn or whether it be a webinar, and we're giving out gift cards and things of that nature to drive more prospects or opportunities into your ecosystem, and we're just giving you money. It at the end of the day, it's brilliant, because when we have like MDF events, typically when we take a look at the year, we have about a 400 to 500% ROI on all the money that we give, right? So it works, right? It's something where you can actually take a look at that dollar and you can see how it translates into a new opportunity or a new sale. And that, if you're a silver member, if you're a gold member, which is $25,000 a year or more, you are eligible to receive that.
All right. And that's one of the reasons that I couldn't quite pull the trigger on some of those other people yet. The investment that you guys are putting in to us as partners is real. You know, it's not fluff talk. It's not, you know, yeah, we love you. And as soon as, you know, we get in, you stiff us or anything. So.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you one thing, this year has been different, you know, and with COVID and such, but normally I'd be on a plane like 4 to 5 days out of the week, traveling to all parts of the United States and Canada to just do an MDF event. Right. Imagine me leaving my house 4 a.m., getting to Seattle midday, right? Do a MDF event for 20 people and then fly back to here in Connecticut, right? And that's something that we did, right? We did to help support you, right? We wanted to make sure that we were there and helping you deliver the message that would translate into hopefully an opportunity to get a sale and to protect your client with the Datto product. So, we're here for you. You know, we're here for our partners.
So you mentioned a lot of travel.
Oh yeah.
So as the only person in the company with the technical channel development manager title, did that mean you have to do more traveling than others?
It's pretty evenly spread out, I would say. I want to tell the truth, but I don't know.
There's nobody listening right now.
No. It was definitely well spread out, on the team. And I think it was more so, hey, like, you know, this event over here, they want an actual demo as well. And, you know, we could just send Jason to that event versus this other event over here, which they don't necessarily want a demonstration. And so because of that, it definitely still balanced out at the end of the day.
All right. Yeah,
I'm the one who gets the calls and the texts from Rob Ray, my boss, at all times of the day and the night about, hey, can we do this, or hey, does this work, or hey, what's going on with this? So that's the unfortunate side of being the technical channel development manager.
All right, yeah, there not a whole lot of travel happening in the last 11 months. You said stay tuned. Is there any possible word of DattoCon this year, or are you not allowed to say?
We are actively looking into DattoCon for this year. The time frame will probably be a little bit different when we start taking a look at what's going on or what's not going on in terms of distribution of like vaccines and things of that nature. We're still so far behind that the normal, you know, June date is very, very doubtful, but I do believe the thought process is that we can still pull off something pretty cool by the end of the year.
I think I know a location where you should have it.
Where?
Miami, Florida. Yeah, we're going to have, the vaccine stuff will be taken care of. We've got COVID sniffing dogs down here. So there's not going to be any problem with having it down here.
Well, I didn't know what's entailed with this whole COVID-sniffing dog, right?
Yeah.
That is insane. I can't wait to read that article.
It's a great article, but the article isn't great, but the talk around it for the last couple of days has been fantastic, because, of course, everybody's like, shouldn't we be using COVID-sniffing dogs for something more important than basketball?
Yeah.
And how is it that the Miami Heat have been the only ones in the world working on this. So that is pretty good.
They got them by any means necessary.
Yeah, well, didn't help them last year, so we'll see how it goes.
They didn't have the dogs.
So one thing I noticed, and I don't know how I missed this, because I do go into my portal at least a couple times a week. I don't go in every day, because mm-hmm. as long as things are working, I don't really have to be in there. But mm-hmm. I noticed there is now a certification program. Has it been there and I just not noticed, or is it new?
It has been there. A lot of the programs have been revamped.
Okay.
So it's going to be through the academy, and it's going to be everything from different tracks. So you can do more of a tech track, and you know, be better acquainted with the technology and how things work. And one of the things we see is that when people are certified, that there is a huge reduction in the amount of like tickets and things of that nature that are opened. So just better experience by having that. But there's also a sales and marketing tracks as well. I believe right now there's like over 200 different possible e-learnings, which, you know, will upon completion allow you to complete levels of certifications and things of that nature. But every month we're dumping more and more certifications and e-learnings into there.
Okay, that's probably my fault for not going into the academy more. So I'm sure I'll get a slap on the hand from Mr. Blue Diamond, Chad Kemp, when he talks to me about that.
I mean, it's definitely worth it. Just to truly understand how things work. As I mentioned earlier, I came from support, and I understand the importance of just like understanding like the basics of things, because you know it would definitely just allow you to be way more efficient, right? Instead of opening a ticket or trying to figure something out or scratching your head, you have a good idea of what problems are and what the solution would be. And you know, a lot of the items that I you know back then were more so just like self service that you would have understood by having these certifications and these trainings. So I'm a big proponent of taking the time, you know, whether it be, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours, you know, over the course of a week or a month or whatever, to really just get up to par and you know, keep track of what new items are coming out. Because as we, you know, develop new technology and features and things of that nature, all of that information is getting poured into that mechanism for you to learn. So very, very important.
All right. So what I hear you saying is stop wasting time looking at these other vendors and spend more time looking at the certification.
Exactly. Exactly. See, you read my mind. I love this. This is the best
all right
ever.
So let me ask, I'm going to go off board and ask some questions about the hardware. Now, I know that Datto has spent a lot of time perfecting their hardware with, you know, the NASs, the servers and stuff like that. And I remember there was a time where we could, you know, BYOH, bring our own hardware and stuff. I never liked that idea, but as I kind of was looking at some other stuff, I thought, that might be interesting, where I've got some old servers lying around that I might want to do that with. Is that still an option?
Yeah, you absolutely can still deploy your own hardware. It's, you know, and for some people, it works out really, really well by doing that from a cost reduction standpoint. The thing that I wasn't a fan of, when I looked at, once again, thinking back to my tech support days, when we have, you know, 10,000 or 20,000 units out, and we start seeing the same issue with those units, right? Whether it be a RAID controller or something of that nature, we have a good idea of the different symptoms of that. This is the problem. But when you have your own hardware and we're trying to figure out, you know, why we're seeing a level of corruption within ZFS or Zpool or something of that nature, it can take a little bit longer and a little bit more digging to figure that out. One thing with our support, it doesn't matter if it's your hardware or our hardware, we're still going to figure it out. So, you know, that's not a worry, but that's something that I think of. I think there's great opportunities to bring your own hardware. Yeah, so the cost reduction, obviously. And, you know, I've seen situations where We had a couple of partners who acquired another MSP's client, and they had, you know, a competing BCDR technology. And the company was like, no, I'm not switching anything. We just spent $12,000 on this last year. Right. And in order to just make it happen, in order to just get them over to an environment that they felt more comfortable managing in terms of the data, you know, they were able to just convert that hardware. Right. So then they came up with a plan with that customer, like, okay, so we don't want to use this. We're going to do this for now. But over the course of the next 3 years, we're going to switch you off of this into like the data product, something of that nature. So I've seen that work out really, really well and be able to save a lot of deals. And, you know, it's not a horrible way to go at all, right? The performance and things of that nature would be equivalent. And as long as you meet certain minimum system requirements, that's not an issue at all for you to implement.
All right. And I ask that because I've got two clients or two locations that have the, was it the Cirrus? I forget which one. It's a 12,000 model. So it's a pretty big unit. And they're, you know, those are coming up and it's like, well, we have these other servers that you're going to replace. Can we just use those instead? And I'm like, I don't want to use hardware that's more than 5 years old, but.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, we have different buyback programs. So, you know, there might be an opportunity for us to buy back that hardware and allow them to upgrade to even maybe a larger device. And that will offset the cost of that new hardware, right? So that's an opportunity you have right there to show value of like, hey, you know, we're able to get you protected with a bigger unit that's, you know, obviously going to be faster, more memory. Typically, if it's going to be the newer unit, it's going to be quieter, smaller power supply draw, things of that nature. And so, you know, there might be a value to say, you know, we'll just upgrade it, you know? So that's definitely something you definitely want to talk to your sales rep about, because that's something you could definitely maneuver and be able to take care of that customer.
All right. I'll contact Nikki.
Oh boy, Nikki's gonna hate me tomorrow.
If her phone blows up, you tell her why. All right. So all good stuff. Let's I'm trying to look at the time here and make sure we get everything in. I wanted to ask you a question kind of off topic and not data related, but just tech to tech, man to man. I don't see a lot of me in the channel, in the industry. Now, we're out there, and by that I'm talking Black Americans working in tech, and when I do see one, I like to ask a couple of questions, and, you know, I guess the first question is, how do you see diversity in the channel and in tech right now?
I think it's still something that is minimal. I travel, you know, as I mentioned before, to different cities and to different events, all tech related, and, you know, to, you may find, you know, one or two or a couple of us or, you know, Black Americans in the crowd. And I think that it's something where we are going to start seeing the increase. We are going to start seeing an increase. So I previously sat on the board for advancing diversity in technology via CompTIA. And, you know, those are some of the conversations we had, all right, in terms of the lack of diversity. And a lot of it happened because there wasn't a good representation as people like us were younger. And, you know, things have changed slightly, and we are starting to see a little bit more emphasis on teaching the younger kids who fit our demographic into showing them and teaching them about tech and a possible career in tech. You know, I myself have gone to different like Boys and Girls Clubs and to different Kappa League groups and things of that nature, and had conversations about tech and the importance of tech and, you know, how this might be a great, you know, avenue to go. And this might be something, if college isn't a thing for you, that maybe you can do a more of a trade and go to, you know, school and get your certification of that nature and go down this path. And these are all things that really I didn't see when I was younger. You know, I don't recall anybody ever sitting down and saying, hey, you should do this, or hey, this is a possibility. I tell you one thing is that, you know, I get very excited when I see people like me on the road. Because at the end of the day, it can be a lonely feeling of feeling like, you know, you are an outsider, yeah. Right. In this industry. And, you know, my goal is to continue to have these conversations with the younger individuals and even people my age about, you know, this being a possible, you know, career for them. The next thing that we see is that, or I see is that the, you know, when I see African-Americans and Black Americans at these events, it's in not necessarily capacity of an owner or a boss or a management, and it's typically more so as a worker, right? And so I think that's going to be the next hurdle to cross as well, of how can we take these people and move them up so they can become, you know, leaders, and with that have a bigger pool of people that they can bring up as well. All right. That was a long, drawn-out answer.
That's okay.
My brain was going in so many different directions.
Well, there's a lot to absorb there and a lot of things happening. And, you know, the conversation has kind of changed as a result of last summer with George Floyd, and everybody's trying to at least, you know, stand up and say, hey, we are going to, you know, be more diverse. We are going to, mm-hmm. you know, follow the Black Lives Matter, you know, regardless of which side you're on, mm-hmm. it's being talked about more. And to your point, that's another thing that I wanted to ask about, because, you know, I do own my own business, mm-hmm. and it's hard if I'm on site with another tech who's working for me, mm-hmm. you know, or even if they're not, you know, their subcontractor or my tech or whatever, and they're, you know, not Black. The customer sometimes will, you know, approach them as if they're the owner. Yes. And it's a little interesting. Yes. So having those discussions and talking to some other non-white friends in the industry, mm-hmm. that's a discussion, is how do we get more in mm-hmm. positions of ownership and leadership in our channel here. So, all right.
No, exactly. I know 100%, you know, the feeling, you know, and I see it. I see it all the time. And, you know, with the industry being so heavily tilted or predominantly, white, I think it's, you know, really important for, you know, people like you and myself who are able to communicate and are able to have conversations around race and, you know, the recruiting methods and, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, value added, you know, conversations that could can be had to start that conversation and hopefully start some action from that conversation. So,
all right, good answer there. Thank you very much for sharing. Mm-hmm. So, just to wrap up, let's go back and make sure: was there anything that you wanted to get across with Datto that either I didn't ask you or we did not cover?
Mm-hmm. One thing I would say about Datto is it's a great place to work. At Datto, we have free lunch Fridays. We are provided with snacks and drinks and, you know, foosball tables and arcades. And, you know, we do rent out amusement parks for our, you know, yearly summer parties. And, you know, we do it big, and they really treat their employees well. And, you know, if I was doing business, I would want to do business with somebody who really gets it and really treats those employees like they're the most important people, right? Because I think that energy allows us to go out and transfer that to our partners, right, and to the prospects, and really be able to really aim to in the goal to be to make sure that we're doing everything we can to serve you and treat you the way that you prefer to be treated. And, you know, I've been there almost 7 years, and I can't say anything bad about the company at all. And, you know, if that means anything, you know, hopefully it does. It to me, it means that this is a company that you probably would want to entertain at least understand the technologies that we have and be willing to see if, you know, there's a possible fit. You know, we're not going to be a fit for everybody, right? I don't think any company is a fit for anybody or everybody. But I think that there's a worthwhile conversation to be had to see how we can lessen the burden that you may be dealing with from your technology stack and see how we can, you know, possibly, you know, lower your total cost of ownership and, you know, just give you a solution that allows you to sleep well at night.
All right. Sounds good. If you are watching or listening and you want to learn more about Datto or are interested in becoming a partner, I've got the link scrolling along the screen here, and I'll have it in the show note, www.datto.com/partners. You can also reach out to Jason, and he can direct you to the sales rep in your area, because there's a lot, and you're not going to be stuck with one rep that's dealing with 1,000 MSPs. So you'll get the attention that you want. So datto.com/partners. Jason, I want to say thank you. This is usually the part of the show where I do something of a contest between Florida Man versus the world, but this is your first time on. I won't burden you with that.
Okay.
Usually we do some sort of a random question as well. So I'm going to ask this. The research department pulled this bit of nugget, and I don't know if it's still true because I think it was from an interview you did a couple of years ago when you were asked the question of, like, what is one of the most important technologies you can't live without? And you said it was the Sony WF-1000X M3 wireless noise canceling headphones.
Yes, that was the case.
Don't rock them anymore? Oh, that's them?
AirPods.
Oh, you're up to the AirPods. Okay.
Yeah, I switched over to the AirPod Max.
Okay.
But I would change that. I would change that technology, though, right? So I will say that the technology that I cannot live without at this point in time would be the air fryer.
Really?
It's the simplest technology. There's nothing too crazy about it. But that technology has saved me time. It's made leftovers taste great and amazing the next day. You just throw anything in there and just hit the on button. I don't even change the temperature, and it always comes out perfect.
Okay.
The air fryer is that technology.
All right, I got to ask, which air fryer? Because we have two, by the way, just so you know. Mm-hmm. So which air fryer are you using right now?
The Philips.
Okay.
The Philips is a great one. I have the New Wave as well. The New Wave is better from a cleaning standpoint, but the Philips is a better overall air fryer.
Okay. So we have a Philips 5-quart, and then we have a Power Air Fryer 3-quart.
Okay. Your preference?
So the Philips actually cooks a little better,
mm-hmm.
In my opinion. So I think, but I can't find any ones that I like. I like the menu on it better. So we've kind of been looking at some of the ones that are out there. I know that the Ninja has one, but I'm not really too keen on that yet. I'm not, for some reason, Ninja reminds me of the Shark model line, where it's like it's a knockoff of something, but I don't know what it is.
I feel the same exact way. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So interesting. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say that the Instant Pot one looks pretty interesting. I was going to take a look at that one.
Okay.
Like I can't even I'm trading out like air fryers like they're sneakers. Like I don't know what's wrong with me. See, this is what's wrong with the world, right? They're first world problems, right?
That is true. But, you know, here's the thing. So, I mean, we've had the air fryer. I think this is going on 5 years, and I think so this is our second Power XL, the first Philips. And so right now, I don't know if you heard the last show, you know, my wife put me on a diet. Mm-hmm. And so between the Vitamix and the air fryer, we're trying to do every meal in one of those two machines.
Mm-hmm.
So the big thing now is trying to find more air fryer recipes.
Oh, yeah.
So where are you getting your recipes from?
I actually have a cookbook, an air fryer, like, of different recipes. I don't really use it that often. And to complicate things a little bit more, about 2.5 months ago, I stopped eating meat. So no chicken, no pork, no beef.
I still
eat fish, and I still do dairy. In terms of cheese, I don't do milk, but I'm trying to get off cheese as well. And that's been like the hardest fight of my life. And so like, I'm trying to reinvent or rethink food now. And it sucks. It really sucks.
I was going to say, there's no way I'm giving up meat.
Just don't do me a favor. Do not watch any late night Netflix documentaries, because it would change your life. Right. I had no intent, of changing, you know, the meat from my diet, taking the meat out of my diet. And that documentary, it was just like that, done. Haven't had a meat in 2.5 months.
Well, I've watched one on pork a while back, and I love bacon, but I can't eat the bacon now.
Bacon is the greatest thing ever. bacon is the thing that I think would break me though. Like, especially if you get like the thick cut or the applewood bacon.
Yes,
it's amazing stuff. Wow. Amazing stuff.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting topic we got onto there. That is awesome. We're going to have to talk more about that because, the air fryer, like I said, here's the thing. We can't fit, you know, all the stuff that we need, because sometimes you got to have, you know, three air fryers. So we're trying to juggle two.
Yeah.
And so I wish they would make them bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're trying to make sure everything is done at the same time. So everything is hot at the same time. So if you have veggies and meat and this and that, then, you know, it's almost impossible to try to make it all happen. So
wings in one and fries in the other. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Price, technical channel development manager at Datto. And I hope that you were able to glean some knowledge there. I will have his contact information in the show notes. I won't blap it out over the air like I did my sales rep. Sorry. And again, if you want to know more, head over to datto.com/partners. And for those of you that are on with us, we will be having a post show here after we end up the show here. So I want to say thank you for tuning in. I hope that you were able to find something and learn something that helped you, or at least will help you, run your business better, smarter, and faster. We'll be here again next Wednesday night at 8 p.m. And until then, holla.